Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. As the bill to create an Office of the Inspector General continues to work through the Minnesota House, a price tag of about $15 million is being thrown out by some lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz says you can't go cheap when creating an office like this.
All I care about is everything we do, if it reduces fraud and smooths legitimate payments to people who need it, because I will never back off of, we're not stopping these programs that improve people's lives, but we have to strike that proper balance.
House leaders are confident the OIG bill will pass this session and be signed by the governor. It's already cleared the Minnesota Senate. Officials with the Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management are encouraged by a bill in the U.S. Senate that would allow states and tribes to regulate hemp products. OCM Executive Director Eric Tobel.
You know, this proposed approach that kind of gives states like Minnesota, who have made smart regulatory choices, the opportunity to continue to have these markets and regulate these markets, I think certainly would be welcome news to the operators in Minnesota who are currently making and selling these products.
A federal funding bill passed last fall would ban most hemp-derived products this November. The National Weather Service is issuing a red flag warning for another 27 counties today in southwestern Minnesota. Leanne Langeberg is with the Interagency Fire Center.
Not unheard of to have fire conditions here middle of April. Usually in April, we'll see on average about 500 wildfires each month in April and May.
And Friends of the Boundary Waters is hosting an Earth Day rally today at the state capitol. The group is calling on the Minnesota DNR to cancel state mineral leases for a proposed copper nickel mine near the Boundary Waters canoe area. Minnesota healthcare experts are using Earth Day to highlight how the industry can be more sustainable. Health Partners Director of Sustainability, Dr. Shannon Neal, says facilities can be huge emitters of greenhouse gas.
Using renewable sources of energy to power our buildings, the vehicles that we use to go around and get labs from the different clinics, you know, the more that we can make those as sustainable as possible.
Dr. Neal says another way hospitals can improve their sustainability is when it comes to single-use plastic items like gloves. And the Minnesota Twins scored twice in the ninth inning to beat the New York Mets 5-3 last night at Citi Field. Luke Kuechel drove in the go-ahead run before Matt Wallner drew a bases-loaded walk. Byron Buxton hit a two-run homer, and Cole Sands got the win in relief. Minnesota snapped a four-game losing streak while handing New York its 12th straight loss. This is MNN.